Good morning, and welcome to HR Examiner's Executive Conversations. I'm your host, John Sumser, and today we're going to be talking with Craig Schoenman, who is the title is Offering Management Director in the IBM Talent Management Solution Business. That means, I think, product management anywhere else. Is that right, Craig?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair comparison, yeah.
One of the things I love about IBM is it's got this way of naming things that try to get at the uniqueness of it. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Me as well. Thank you for having me.
So would you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. So you get my title, but yeah. So right now I am responsible for our product strategy and direction and really delivering the technology solutions that we have around the HR space, specifically focused on recruitment, learning and development. And recently, actually not too recently now, it's been a couple of years now that we really kind of set a focus towards. You know, IBM as a whole is focused on being a cognitive business and bringing cognitive capabilities through Watson to different spaces, whether that's commerce or Internet of Things or healthcare. And we decided, let's do the same for HR. And so I'm responsible for that strategy and direction as well. It's been a little bit of a road to to get here, as I think we've met in the past. You know, I remember building succession planning modules back in 2008 in salary.com, going to different HR tech vendor shootouts and whatnot, talking about talent management as the whole talent management wave was hitting in succession planning and performance management the first time, and then came to Connexa, where I took over the recruitment product management function, and then over to IBM when IBM acquired Connexa, which was, I believe, my five-year anniversary is tomorrow. So there you go.
That's quite a thing. I believe that you are, if not the most senior talent management, product management person in the industry, the second. I'm not sure I know who the first one is, but you've been at this since before there was such a thing.
Yeah, I can't speak for that, but I would say that it's been fun because this is a fun time. I mean, I remember when we started building, again, succession planning and the LMSs and the ATSs, right? A lot of it was about focused really on the employer and the company, right? Like taking a lot of the processes that we were doing and, oh, yeah, we're going to put this in the cloud. And we did, and a lot of companies did, and now we're consolidating that into a select small group of vendors. But along the way, there wasn't a lot of change to how those things would actually happen. And so what I like what's happening now is we're kind of looking out there and focusing more on the talent and saying, well, what do the people need? How do I develop those people? How do I develop them in their careers? What tools can I hand to the employee? What tools can I hand to a job seeker, for example, that knows that, hey, IBM calls it offering management and somebody else calls it product management? And so it's an interesting way to, I think, switch the lens of the industry that I've been in for a while. And it's fun because I think we're really starting to focus in the right places and giving the right people better experiences.
I don't think that many of the people who are listening really understand the breadth of IBM's offering. So could you take a little bit of time and talk about exactly what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think that's true, right? IBM's a huge company, right? We're a leader in blockchain. We're a leader in quantum computing. We're a leader in cognitive. So it's really kind of hard to figure out, well within all of that, where are we? So, I was really pleased that we had a huge conference last week in Las Vegas called the IBM Think Conference, and talent played a big role in that. You might have heard our chairman's speech actually reference cognitive in the HR space. But essentially what I'm focused on with other groups within IBM, quite frankly, is how do we help transform HR? How do we help them do their business differently. Because as these businesses transform, you know, you need a better talent strategy. And so we're looking to kind of do that in a way that we think the companies of the future are really going to be, you know, talent-centric, and quite frankly, they're going to need to be AI-powered. So what we do and what we offer, I would kind of break down in kind of four different ways. Number one, we offer a deep set of SaaS capabilities in areas like recruitment, right? So we have a massive assessment business that has off-the-shelf skills assessments, custom behavioral assessments, and one of the things we're really excited about is, you know, assessments for new jobs, right? It's really hard, you know, as all these jobs are changing, it's hard to figure out, well, how do I hire for those? And so we're building out assessments for new roles, like cybersecurity, for example, and we're working with the companies to do that. But we also have a leading applicant tracking system that you've probably heard of called Brass Ring that we've kind of rebranded as the Talent Acquisition Suite. We've overhauled the whole user experience there. We have candidate relationship management. So we can go really deep in areas like recruitment. But, you know, as I mentioned, we have a lot of AI capabilities that we can offer into the HR space to help really hit different types of challenges. So, for example, Watson Recruitment is a generally available product. We had H&R Block at our conference last week talking about that. That really helps recruiting teams be much more efficient, so they can, you know, predict with success. You know, what we've seen with our early adopters is about 84% of the time predicting success of, you know, these people are going to be successful. So let's streamline our whole screening process. Speed that up and help you make better decisions along the way. We're working on we just released a tool yesterday called Watson Candidate Assistant that actually would solve the problem we talked about at the very beginning of the call on offering management, job management. So instead of just going to a standard career site, you know, job seekers can go and upload their credentials and their resume, and it will recommend jobs for them. And what we've seen is, as our partner on Cube talked about at our conference last week, 34% of the candidates using Watson are more likely to get to a face-to-face interview than those aren't. And then we have a Watson career coach, so a new set of AI capabilities in that case to focus on internal mobility. So we've got our SaaS capabilities, we've got the new AI capabilities, and then the other thing we're really offer that is key and goes back to my days even in salary.com was we were talking about skills, right? And skills is huge. It's the currency of the future. And so we have a massive skills database based on industry, jobs. We've mapped all the competencies you need, interview questions, coaching tips, learning that can be the backbone for any of the new talent management processes. And then finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about our consulting. So we have a unique capability here of not just offering technology and data, like our skills data, but also consulting from our GBS team. You know, we have a massive, thriving RPO business, and we're able to offer, in addition to that, HR transformation services to help HR teams through using these new technologies and helping them with their talent strategies. So there's a lot, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily know that.
Right. So it's a reasonably full spectrum recruiting solution that's growing to include sort of rethinking of adjacent silos. Is that how you'd say it?
Yeah, I think on the AI side, you know, I look at it as, you know, what we're really trying to do is help organizations either make better decisions with more data, or provide better experiences that allows the team to scale to places that they might not have been able to do. So, for example, you know, I happened to be sitting next to a customer last week when H&R Block was talking about Watson Recruitment. And she said, so if I use this, you know, my team is always asking me for, you know, more headcount. Right? I need more recruiters to handle the load, right? A lot of these recruiting teams are overwhelmed. And you know, she said, well, maybe I don't need to do that because this would make us much more efficient. I was like, yeah, that's the point, right? It's not to replace your recruiters. It's to give them a tool that can help them deal with the load they're in. And so on the career coach side, we're trying to help organizations reskill their employees, right? A lot of companies, to meet their new business demands, you can't ignore your existing employee base. You've got to reskill them, but you've got to give them a reason to do that. You got to get them excited about the next step in their career, help them understand what skills they need and how to get there. And so we're putting these AI solutions in there to work with existing HR technology that people have. So you don't have to rip and replace your vendors. But yet, when you add them in, you can create these things that your team isn't otherwise able to do. So I think it's, you know, think about kind of this AI. If you think about the current talent management technology layer of, you know, succession, performance, comp, recruiting, HRAS, and put another layer on top of that, you know, in your head, that's kind of the AI capabilities that are serving these different experiences or helping organizations scale. That's one of the key focuses.
So when you use AI, I hate the term. I hate the term.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't. Even as Grand Watson is an amazing thing if you're playing Jeopardy. But even Watson, in our little world, is focused on efficiency, right? And efficiency isn't intelligence. Efficiency is a math problem. So I wonder where the intelligence part is, I guess. The idea that we can statistically parse piles of people into smaller piles of people starts to get concerning because the level of nuance required to actually make great decisions seems to evaporate in the math. I don't know. What do you think about effectiveness as an output of AI?
Well, I would say two things there, right? So effectiveness is actually where we start on the recruitment side, right? So one of the things that we believe is that, you know, what makes somebody successful in one company is different than another, right? And so what we do is we talk to these companies about, well, who are the successful folks, right? And let's get the data about them. So, you know, if the end result is to be making better hiring decisions, you know, how do we start there? And that's a way that we can kind of feed that data about those people into the machine learning and have it start to figure out, okay, based on what the data is saying, these look like some of the top predictors. The cool advantage that we have is that, you know, we've been in the assessment business for a long time, building, you know, legally defensible assessments. And we've got IO psychologists who are actually looking at the results of recruitment to say, you know, are these valid or are they not? And they're helping us with those results. But I would say that, so it kind of starts with effectiveness as the outcome that we want. And then we tune the machine from there. And then what we're seeing, again, is that when we look at, okay, we've trained it on your data, and now let's get some new data about people who succeeded, and let's put it through the machine. Let's see if it would have predicted that these people would have been successful. And we're, again, seeing that with the early adopters at around an 84-plus clip. So I think we're seeing that. That'll work. But, you know, for now, I think a lot of the customers that we're working with are seeing that as, to your point, efficiency first, right? So I'm going to use it. I'm not going to use it right now to make final decisions about the candidate. I'm still going to have human intervention there through other data that I might have, you know, whether that be interviews or talking to a pool of people that interviewed. But certainly it could expedite a screening process. So you could imagine a place where we're sifting through resumes at a 6 second per resume clip, which is highly inefficient. And, you know, we need to get those recruiters to the value add types of tasks. And this is a way we can do it. On the flip side, we talk about it a lot from a recruiter angle. What about the candidate angle, right? Career sites are awful. Job searches are awful. You know, I kind of go in there, and if I typed in, you know, product management in Boston, which I did, I it'll return back an intern job, right? So that's not accurate. That's not me. That's not where I want to go next. So what we found with like the candidate assistant is I can find you better job matches and jobs that you're qualified for. that you're more likely to get the job, but also you can ask questions and get real responses about what it's like to work there. So candidates right now, as you know from reading, like, you know, some of the data from the talent board, for example, that candidates do a lot of research, and we can help with that too. So one of the cool things about the candidate assistant is we can tell employers, this is what candidates are really asking. This is what they're interested in. And if you're not providing them answers to that, you're not providing a great experience. And so they're able to kind of tweak what they say and give me, you know, candidates what they want.
That's interesting. The whole question of what's the terrain in which the AI operates is turning out to be interesting. I've heard hundreds, no, not hundreds, that's an exaggeration, tens of stories about companies that set up chatbots, had their best and brightest experts inside of the organization come up with the answers to the questions that they knew everybody was going to ask the chatbot, only to discover that that's not what the chatbot was asking.
Right. Exactly. And so
it seems to me that you guys might have better insight into what are the questions that are going to be asked than most people do. How do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right. there was one of the sessions last week was from one of our partners on Cubed, and I think the reason we like to work with them is because a candidate experience isn't just about a chatbot, right? And you can put a chatbot out there and say, if you're interested in sales jobs, text 1, and that provides a crappy candidate experience just like we have today. You just put it on a text. But if you can start to get relevant to what the candidate really wants and start to excite them about the answers that you're giving, and find them the right jobs that are a good fit for them, well, that becomes interesting. So they kind of help with content. And so an example they gave was with BuzzFeed. You know, a lot of job seekers wanted to know, well, how does BuzzFeed make money? That's something that they wouldn't have pre-programmed in the chatbot. And now they know, okay, A, that's important, and B, we better have a good answer, and C, let's have a good answer that's not just a text, but you know, we can make a rich kind of, maybe it's a video or something like that that gets them excited about BuzzFeed and what our future is. And that's the type of insight that evolves, right? Because the job seeker interest might change over time. And so I think a lot of people are looking at a lot of the AI things from the same way that we looked at the original HR technology, which is with a lens on the employer. But if you actually start to change your lens and say, how do I provide the best experience to the candidate, or in the career coach case, how do I actually provide a great experience to my actual employees? Because maybe I don't have to do as much external recruiting if I'm doing a much better job of moving people around in my organization. That's where I think AI is really interesting. You're giving an experience to employees and job seekers that they aren't otherwise finding.
Interesting. So you are in a heavy competition with everybody else in the entire world for a tiny amount of talent who's able to do development in this new environment. What's the secret to IBM's competition for talent?
Yeah, I think this is why, you know, I'm really excited about where I am and where we are. I think there's a couple things there, right? So when we go to build any of these capabilities, we get to pull from the whole Watson ecosystem that's being developed, you know, around us. So within IBM, as you know, we've been pouring billions of dollars into, you know, the Watson platform and ecosystem, a set of services that we can use to build out our offerings right from the get-go that we know can scale, can be secure, can do some amazing things that were built by some amazingly smart minds that are smarter than me. And we can then take that and point it at real HR use cases that we know because we've been in the HR industry so long. And then we can even take some of the unique data sets that we have, like that skills data that we call talent frameworks, which we know is going to be incredibly important, even more important than it is today. And we can use that to start to train our Watson capabilities. And then we have the luxury of an amazing HR team within IBM that is on the leading edge as well. And so we can work with them, and they have amazing ideas and insights on, like, you know, this is where we see it going. This is what we think we should do. So it's kind of this innate partner that we get to work with in addition to some of our external clients. And then we get to work with, you know, our consulting teams that have some of the same ideas. So, for example, some of the ideas that we had for Watson Recruitment came from ideas that we got from our talking with our RPO team. So it's this great kind of partnership that allows us to have this technical foundation that I don't think any of these other companies really have, that we can build off of with a data set that nobody else has, with this amazing thought leadership that we can tap into and kind of move us forward. And so that allows us to build a broad platform, right? It's not like I'm building one solution for, you know, just candidate scoring and that's all I'm ever going to do. No, we're going to transform HR. We're going to build this, you know, AI platform across HR that's going to do all these amazing things. And, you know, it's similar to what I see is happening right now in the HR space, where we had a lot of point solutions, and now we're going to have, you know, and then now we're having integrated suites and things like that. Well, let's start from there with AI. Let's start with one vendor that's going to have the best AI platform you can have in HR, and let's get going.
So what do you think the ethical issues are in your work?
So I think we're always conscious of, you know, and this came up in our HR exchange last week that we had some great panelists and customers on. I think we're always conscious of, you know, AI can be used for good or for evil. I think that's probably the predominant one, right? So we saw this too when we went to job fairs to do research on the Watson Candidate Assistant, where you have job seekers that are sitting there like, well, you know, what do I have to put in my resume to get forward in the process, right? So some of them would kind of be like, how do I gain this? Like, what are you really doing in the back end? And so, again, I think what we're really trying to do, and maybe what they're not used to, is, no, this is for you guys, right? This is for you guys to get the right fit. So not to go back to the BuzzFeed example again, but there's a YouTube video out there where they talk about, you know, people just wanted to work at the company. So you get a lot of applications that come in to the company, and now there's a lot of churn on both sides, right? The candidate's not hearing back, but they're not hearing back because, you know, they didn't really apply to the right job, and now the recruiting team's trying to sift through all the resumes and figure out, is this person qualified? What would they be qualified for? So if all of a sudden we can start to direct people to the right place, you know, here are the jobs that you're qualified for, now go and apply, we can give them a better chance and we can give them a better experience. And quite frankly, if they're not fit for anything, we can tell them that up front. So, you know, we're also cautious of things like adverse impact. And so one of the unique things that, you know, probably some of the other AI providers out there aren't doing is, you know, we built kind of an adverse impact analysis tool that can make sure that we can look at data coming in. So is the data that you're training the machine on already have adverse impact evident? And let's keep making sure that as we're providing results to you as an organization, that we're not introducing any new adverse impact. And we're able to do that because, again, we have the technology, the data scientists to do that, but also we have these people that are trained in the HR landscape that know kind of how that should work. So I think clearly we're looking at it for all these great uses. making employers more efficient, helping them make better decisions, helping employees get to better careers, helping job seekers get to the right careers. And we have to add some checks and balances along the way, and we're doing that.
Well, we have whipped through our time together. Is there anything that I didn't get a chance to ask you that you'd like to be sure that the audience hears?
I think if the audience hasn't checked it out, I mean, we've been making a lot of recent announcements about our new capabilities in AI. The Watson Candidate Assistant, if you go to our site, you can look that up. As I mentioned, just went generally available yesterday with great success with a number of customers already. If you want to try it out, go to the IBM career site. You know, if you want to go and apply, we'll be happy. I wouldn't promote that, but that's probably out of bounds. But certainly, if you want to test out what I've been talking about, you can go to the IBM career site. Look up the Watson Candidate Assistant, Watson Recruitment. We're really excited about those, and we're seeing some great results right now with our customers. And we are proud of the recognition and the continued way that we're evolving a lot of the great solutions that we've always had in market, like Brass Ring and our assessments and our talent framework skills database. So, you know, I just implore you to kind of check it out. If you want to drop me a note, happy to give you more info.
So with that, why don't you reintroduce yourself and tell people how they might drop you a note?
Sure. So my name is Craig Shoneman again. I'm the Director of Offering Management, so I'm responsible for the products and strategies around our talent management solutions business, and that includes everything we're doing in talent acquisition, from a best-of-breed suite, full set of suite features, as well as the AI capabilities we mentioned. You can look me up at LinkedIn. I'd love to have you kind of reach out there, or on Twitter at CD Shoneman.
Thanks so much for taking the time to do this, Craig. It's been a great conversation. I really appreciate you making this possible.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. So you've been listening to HR Examiner's Executive Conversations, and we've been talking with Craig Shoneman, who is the Offering Management Director for IBM Talent Management Solutions. Thanks for tuning in. It's always a privilege to get to speak with you. Have a great weekend, and we will see you the next time around. Bye-bye now.